All right, the latest installment in the adventures of everyone's favorite wizard is currently in previews in London's West End Theatre District. It's a play called Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. A book version of it is due out, but not until the end of July, which, as NPR's Lynn Neary points out, is a pretty long time to keep a secret.
In this age of social media where nothing is either sacred or secret, J.K. Rowling wants nothing short of a miracle. She's asked theatergoers not to reveal the plot.
You've been amazing for years at keeping Harry Potter secret so you didn't spoil the books for readers who came after you. So I'm asking you one more time to keep secrets and let audiences enjoy Cursed Child with all the surprises that we've built into the story. Thank you.
Of course, if you Google J.K. Rowling, Cursed Child, and Secret, you'll find that video and the entire plot of the play in one simple search. Let's face it, even for J.K. Rowling, this secrecy thing was too much to ask. And why is the secrecy so important? Well, you remember how Harry Potter fans would wait with giddy excitement for the latest book to be released. Children of a certain age stayed up till midnight, wand in hand and witch's hat on head, for the new book hot off the presses. Kids would run home and shut themselves in their rooms to read the book before anyone could spoil the experience. Now Rowling, her American publisher Scholastic, and booksellers across the nation hope to recreate that experience for a new generation. So at 12:01 on July 31st, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child will be released in book form. And yes, there will be lots of midnight release parties. But exactly what kind of book will these fans be getting? Rowling has taken pains to say this is not a novel. She and Scholastic call it the 8th Harry Potter story. In truth, it's a script based on a story. I don't know about you, but the only suspense I'm feeling is, will this script really have stage directions like Harry Potter enter stage right? And what 10-year-old wants to read that? Now, don't get me wrong. I don't blame anyone for wanting to hold on to the magic a little while longer.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Well, you knew that was coming. But this is about more than magic, folks. This is about money. And I know publishers need to make money. And don't begrudge bookstores one penny. So go for it. Welcome all those potential new readers in for a midnight party. I get the economics of it. It's just the magic I'll miss. Lynn Neary, NPR News.